Hey there, awesome listeners. It's your boy Dylan Brooks back with another dose of everyday stoicism to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, focusing on both your strengths and weaknesses for growth. You know how it is sometimes we get caught up in what we're not good at, feeling like a complete mess compared to everyone else. But here's the deal, folks. Embracing both sides of the coin, those amazing strengths and those pesky weaknesses, that's where the real magic happens. Ever felt like you were spinning your wheels, chasing this elusive perfect version of yourself? You know that feeling when you're comparing yourself to others, thinking, man, they've got it all figured out. Listen up, because that comparison game is a total trap. It just leads to frustration and self-doubt. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, which is our own actions and mindset. So, let's unpack this whole strengths and weaknesses thing with five killer takeaways. First, identify your strengths. I'm not talking about those generic "I'm a hard worker" statements. Dig deeper. What are you genuinely good at? What comes naturally to you? Maybe it's writing, problem solving, building connections, or even just making people laugh. Write them down. Knowing your strengths is like having a superpower. It's fuel for your confidence and motivation. Second, lean into those strengths. Don't shy away from opportunities that let you showcase your talents. When you're doing what you're good at, you're not just achieving things, you're creating something meaningful. Think of it like this. Playing to your strengths is like a musician jamming on their favorite instrument, pure joy and magic. Third, accept your weaknesses. Yeah, I know, tough pill to swallow, right? But here's the thing. Everyone has them. It's part of being human. What matters is how we deal with them. We can either hide from them or use them as opportunities for growth. Think about those areas where you struggle. Maybe it's public speaking, organization, or even just saying no to things. Fourth, strategize around your weaknesses. Instead of letting them hold you back, find ways to work with them. Maybe you need a buddy system to keep you on track, or a course to help you improve a skill. There are tons of resources out there. Remember, it's about finding strategies that make those weaknesses feel less like roadblocks and more like stepping stones. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. It's okay to stumble and fall. What matters is getting back up and learning from the experience. Remember, growth isn't a straight line. It's more like a winding path with ups and downs. Embrace the journey. Think about the time you tried something new and felt totally out of your element. Maybe it was joining a new club, starting a project, or even just trying a new restaurant. You probably felt nervous, maybe even a little scared. But here is the kicker. If you pushed through that discomfort, you probably learned something valuable about yourself. That's the beauty of embracing both your strengths and weaknesses. It pushes you out of your comfort zone and helps you discover hidden potential. Think of it like this. Our strengths are the wings that lift us up, while our weaknesses are the weights that make us strong. So here's the deal, friends. Take a moment today to reflect on your own strengths and weaknesses. What are you truly good at? Where do you need some extra support? Once you have a clearer picture, start making small changes, lean into those strengths, strategize around those weaknesses, and practice self-compassion along the way. Remember, growth is a continuous journey, not a destination. Keep pushing forward, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being your awesome selves. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of everyday stoicism. Let's spread the stoic laugh. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.